Finally tonight, Amna Nawaz speaks to actor Riz Ahmed about his upcoming films, increasing Muslim representation in Hollywood, and 9/11's lasting impact on Muslims 20 years later. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
For Riz Ahmed, his acting career...
You don't have kids?
There's no time, man. Don't go.
And his music career have always gone hand in hand. And in his new film, Mogul Mowgli, which he co-wrote, the two art forms collide with a story that hits close to home.
Forget this damn tour, Zaheer.
Okay, so what is there going to be, huh?
The main character, Zed, is British, like Ahmed, of Pakistani descent, like Ahmed, and a rapper, also like Ahmed.
You know, it's in English, it's in Urdu. It's an acting piece and a rapping piece. And though it's rooted in my specific experience, I think a lot of people can really relate to that, of all backgrounds.
And was I ever successful? Did you ever listen to me?
No, but can't you just let me do my thing, man?
Do your bloody thing, yaar. Main kya kar raha tumhari madad.
There's clearly a lot of you in this new film. Could this have been something you did 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Or is this sort of the perfect story for this time?
I don't think I would have had the guts to make this 5 or 10 years ago, because I think I was still in a place where I was thinking about wearing masks in order to fit in for other people. What I'm interested in now is bringing all of myself to my work, bringing all of myself into every room I enter, not leaving the British side at the door, the Pakistani side, or the posh side, or the working class side, you know, the actor or the rapper.
Though the 38-year-old's been acting since the early 2000s, Riz Ahmed became more of a household name after a breakthrough turn and critical acclaim in HBO's 2016 miniseries, The Night Of. That propelled him to big screen blockbusters like Disney's Rogue One, a Star Wars story, in which he played Bodhi Rook, an Imperial pilot turned rebel. 2020's Sound of Metal, in which Ahmed played a punk drummer losing his hearing, earned him his first Oscar nomination, making history as the first Muslim nominated for Best Actor. And he continues to make music, most recently releasing a new album called The Long Goodbye.
But I'm a fool. When you're at war with yourself, you're easy to divide and rule. She had me locked down. Beat me red and blue till I knew that right was white and not brown.
Ahmed's success has come in spite of an industry influenced by a surge of anti-Muslim sentiment post 9/11, narrowing Muslim representation to reductive, stereotypical roles Ahmed says he worked hard to avoid. Years later, that strategy has paid off, and his superstar status has been cemented. But that, he says, isn't enough.
Exceptions don't change the rules. Real change comes from not someone having a moment, but by people creating a movement. I know for a fact I'm here because people before me have kind of carved out a path. None of us is getting to the finish line. We're all just running a relay race. We're all just doing a stretch of the race and we just pass the baton forwards. That's just how it is.
New numbers show just how far Hollywood has to go. Ahmed joined forces with the University of Southern California's Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, the Ford Foundation, a NewsHour funder, and the Pillars Fund, aimed at amplifying Muslim narratives, to back a first-of-its-kind study, breaking down the 200 top-grossing films between 2017 and 2019. Of more than 8,500 speaking roles, fewer than 2% were Muslim, and over 75% of those roles were boys or men. Over 90% of films had no speaking role for any Muslim character.
We got the numbers back, and surprise, surprise, the numbers are terrible. Of, I think, these 200 movies, Muslims are only 1.6% of all speaking characters, and 3/4 of the time, they're either victims of or perpetrators of violence. What does that do when we're fed this image of a group of people? It makes it easier to dehumanize them and destroy their lives.
In response, Ahmed and the Pillars Fund have created a multi-year fellowship to jumpstart and support Muslim artists in the US and UK.
You know, it's 25 grand, unrestricted cash grant to this new generation of Muslim writers and directors and storytellers, along with an amazing, I call it the kind of Muslim Avengers collective of Muslim talent in Hollywood that can mentor them and make their professional networks available to them. People like Bisha Ali, who just wrote Miss Marvel, or Mahershala Ali, Hassan Minhaj, Rami Yusuf. Yes, it's about access, but it's also just about making sure people can pay the bills and keep the lights on. So we thought that that would be a solution.
Do the Muslim Avengers have like secret handshakes, secret hideout somewhere. I am imagining all of that in my head.
They do, but if I mention it, it wouldn't be secret. So, yeah.
Good point. Good point.
A new initiative for a new generation of creatives entering the industry 20 years after the attack that turned scrutiny and suspicion onto Muslims worldwide.
Suddenly it became about the West versus the East, us versus them. And actually a lot of us, people like you and I and billions of people around the world, found themselves to not fit in to those neat boxes and those kind of clean lines. You know, there's a kind of hybridity to our identity and to the identity of really of most people in the world. There's a complexity and a nuance to our views. My whole career really has taken place in this, you know, post 9/11 era. The kind of impetus behind it is to try and make that no man's land habitable, try and make it fertile ground, to try and, yeah, create a home for those of us who don't fit neatly into these black and white narratives that were imposed on us.
So I'm curious from your perspective, over the last 20 years, do you think it's gotten better?
Isn't it strange? It feels like things are getting worse and better at the same time. For me, the hope comes in seeing the next generation, seeing how passionate they are about change, about real change. To go back to that real erase analogy, I don't know if we're going to be the guys that are going to fix this, but maybe we can help the next lot to do that.
And along that journey, Ahmed says, there are plenty of stories left to tell. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.